Appreciate. What we feel tonight. And I guess you think that we've got already plans for how the service is going to kind of go and who's going to be up here and everything, but it don't always work that way, and that's fine. It's totally fine that it don't work the way I think it ought to work. But as Randy called us, I don't know how many people has ever did a little cram session before you test every time when we was growing up, but that's what went on. But I just started asking the Lord, really, what? And the songs that we sang was exactly what this message needed. The testimonies of what we heard is what this message needed to go with it. Because I'll tell you what I was reading here. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of these of the songs of Zion. And as I was speaking earlier, I went over and talked with Brother Tony for a while Monday evening. And not him only, but there's a lot of discouragement that is in this land. There's a lot of discouragement that is even amongst myself and amongst each other. I'm grateful for the blessing still yet and the rejoicefulness that we could feel, but they have been still a lot of discouragement amongst us all. But even amongst our discouragement, these boys here, they had hung it up. They come to a place where they didn't see no need to press on anywhere else and do anything else about it. But even their enemy required a song of them. So even amongst our discouragement, they are still things that is required of us. Now, I don't want to stay on the discouragement part of it, because to go right along with that, my mind goes back to the time whenever God spoke to Joshua and he said, my servant Moses is dead, but be of good courage. Because as I was with Moses, I'll be with you. And I'm persuaded to believe that he ain't just talking to Joshua there, but I believe that he's still here in 2022 trying to give us the same message of being encouraged that he is still with us. Amen. But him being with us is part of it. We still have to take the harps out of the willows and start playing the song again. That was the first song, Trust and Obey, for There's No Other Way. What much more encouragement can you get than knowing what it's going to take to get it? And then there's strength in the Lord. We know this, Because this ain't the first time I've been discouraged or we've been discouraged. They've been other times. But even amongst our discouragement, there's still a song required of each and every one of us. Every day on our job, if we really paid attention and really let what goes on or not goes on really get to us, we would hang it up. But there's a song in your heart if you've ever been born again. And that song is required to be used. We don't know the little bitty things that we do because of during this discouragement. Because there's discouraged people around us that ain't got what we got. I just tell you. And I tell folks this, or I was talking the other day to somebody. I said, when God starts blessing me on the inside, I whistle it out. I enjoy whistling. It makes me feel good. A few years ago, I was on my job in my cubicle, and I just started whistling. This young man, he come up to me, and he said, would you just not whistle? He said, I just don't like it. And this older woman stood up. She said, I really don't like it either. And I say, I'll tell you what. I said, I'll try not to. I said, but when it starts bubbling on the inside, it comes out somehow. A few months down the road, they laid me off. 2 weeks went by. The former boss lady called me up. She said, Bruce, said, we all want to take you out to lunch if you'll meet us at this certain place. I said, all right. I went on. We ate. Hugged necks, told them, missed them, fixing to say bye. That old woman come up to me, she said, you know what? I miss you whistling most of all. She said, I didn't think I'd ever say it. But it was something that was a joy to even do. And we don't pay no attention to it, but it just makes me feel good. I need something other. But we need to know that there's still encouragement out there, and that's what we need to be. David, a whole group of men come back from a battle one time and everything was gone. The whole place was burnt down. There wasn't nothing left. They done took his wives, his kids, all of his wives and kids. And the men got so discouraged. You know, people's looking for answers all the time. They looking for answers. They look for answers out of David, out of this right here. They were so discouraged that they even talked amongst themselves that they just going to stone David just to get something other out of it. But the Bible said that David encouraged himself. How did he do that? Because of something he had on the inside. He was able to reach down inside of him and find something other. But I'm going to tell you what he found. He found that there's strength in the Lord. Is exactly what he found. You might say that song wasn't around back then. Yes, it was. All them words might not have been written in the phrases that it was, but the strength in the Lord was around then. But there's people that's looking for answers. And we got the answer. We have got the answer. Even though sometimes, Jeff, I still get discouraged, and even though I know the answer. And I'm going to say this. They get to a place sometimes that we can't even think right about it. Watch one of them songs Susan and them sings. I said, been to a place, didn't know which way to turn, didn't know what to do. When I got home from the Army, I'll be honest with you, I was used to not going to church. Let me just put it that way. And in my mind, I wasn't quite ready to go back to church yet. So I told Daddy, I said, you know, I said, I might wait just a little while before I go back to church. And he looked at me and he said, well, I might wait a little while too before I ever go back to church. And I said, well, there ain't no need of you being that way. He said, well, there ain't no need of you being that way either. But we get to thinking that there's something else out there, even though we know they ain't. We're just going to get just a little bit more before we come back. But there ain't nothing out there but more discouragement. The encouragement's right here. And I'm going to be honest with you. The majority of it's on a Wednesday night right here with you all. People might look, the world will look and say, well, you just went there and spent about an hour, hour and a half, and I don't see nothing. Well, I'm going to tell you what, I can't explain to them what I've already got tonight. I've got some encouragement. I wasn't totally discouraged, but there's always a little bit of, as long as we're in this flesh, it's going to be a balancing scale somewhere. And either we're going to get more on the discouragement side or the encouragement side. People says, well, it's nice to be balanced. No, it ain't. Let's just get all the encouragement we can. Let's just drop the discouragement low. Because we got some important business coming up next week, just like what's been said. And there's something required of us. I can't get over the statement that Tammy made a couple of Wednesday nights ago about the young man that preached the message, said it's time to get to work. Do you pull your load? I think's how she said it. You might say, well, I don't think I got a load. You got one. You might say, well, I can't do nothing. Dove Brothers sings a song, says, I can pray. And when you pray, pour it out. I've said a few words a time or two, and I called it a prayer. But I didn't feel no different when I got up and I did down, except a little bit of aches and pains. But they've been a few times. It's like that song, they've been a few times, so I just keep going back and back again. That I didn't even know I was praying until I got up. But let's don't let discouragement hold us down. Let's take them harps and let's just start playing that song that God give us. Bible speaks, I don't know much about gardening. Don't absolutely know nothing about it. But it talks about breaking up some fallow ground. Fallow ground is basically is just dormant, ain't been used in a while, that's laid idle. And we got to go in there and we got to break it up. I know there's different types of grounds. Like I said, I don't know nothing about it. I just know what it says, and I know what I looked up in the dictionary. But we've sat dormant too long. It's time to pick our encouragement up, strap ourselves together, and start doing that the Lord tells us to do. And start taking care of business next. Let's don't even wait till next week. We don't have to wait till then. We get revived now if we just take what we got and use it for that God's give us and use it for ourselves. We can get ourselves encouraged now. We can get ourselves revived now. And then whatever comes in, they might not have a choice but to come up and be saved. But it depends on us. It depends on us. Even if we're discouraged, there's still requirements that we have. But I'm not as discouraged as I was when I come in the door. I mean, I wasn't way down when I come in. But it just picked me up just a little bit more. Just the song service and the testimonies. That's what it's all about. So be of good courage. As I was with Moses, I'll be with you. I'm going to change that just a little bit. I'm going to say, he'd say, I am with you. Not just be with you, but I am with you. Be of good courage. So anybody got anything that they'd like to say, do? If not, let's do Remember Our Revival next week. Remember Revivals that's still going on this week. Harmony Grove still running. They'll run through Saturday. I think Turnip Town, they're running through Friday or Saturday one. I can't remember how far that they going in, but there's, well, they announced plenty of them over there that's happening in LJ this week and everything. So, but let's do Member Ours, and start at 7:30, but we'll start the prayer room about 7:15 Monday through Friday anyway. So anybody wants to come down there and pray for us, you can come down there and pray for us. So, but anything else be said or done for me.